and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. I'm Jeremy Gardier with Rick Farmelow, and it's Man Night.
Yes, it is.
We're in the bar, and we're going to talk some football today as we approach Super Bowl 45 with the Steelers and the Green Bay Packers. So you want to make an early pick here?
Well, I'm going to pick. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh. I don't want Pittsburgh to win, but I think Pittsburgh's going to win.
I'm picking Pittsburgh, too, because I think they're
awesome. I think Roethlisberger's awesome.
Green Bay is probably favored, but I don't think
they're going to. Are you serious?
Yeah, I think they're going to be favored.
No, I don't think they will be.
First argument.
But I agree.
We're not even drunk yet.
I agree with you. But speaking of Ben Roethlisberger, who started the season with some girl in the bathroom, and
he'll probably end the season somewhere.
Yeah, that's probably right.
A couple of weeks.
So where do you think, if he wins this thing, where that's going to put him in the...
Which bar is he going to go to?
No, in the ranking of quarterbacks.
I hope, all time? I don't know, man.
All time. Nothing that special, right?
I don't know. I mean, he's certainly within the top, maybe three or four right now.
Not
in the league? No, in the league.
In the league, yeah. Yeah, in the league.
You know what? I don't know.
Okay, well, that brings us to this, which is talking about quarterbacks. And there's two things I like about this season of football. One is Brett Favre, who I don't like, has now been showed up to be.
He literally was beaten out of the game. They had to beat him up to get him out of football.
I love that one of his teammates tweeted, you know, Jay Cutler left the game. Mm-hmm. And he said, if Brett Favre was there, and he spelled Favre's name wrong, right. If Brett Favre was there,
he'd one of his closest friends, too, which is his mom, which is...
He'd have stayed in the game, and I was like, yeah, and he would have thrown an interception.
Yeah, he would have. Yeah, absolutely right. Probably would have been a worse score.
So, I was happy about that. And the other thing I'm happy about, and I don't know what you feel about this, but that stupid, and it's another Minnesota thing, that stupid dome caved in. And now they're going to...
Oh, the pup tent, you mean?
Yeah, the pup tent. And they're going to...
Look like a circus. And they're like a tarp.
And they're putting it back on.
But you can use stronger tape this time. That's going to be fine.
But none of the teams that we watched this last Sunday had dome stadiums. You know? None of them...
I don't like the dome.
I don't either. It's a huge... The weather's a huge advantage.
Yeah, I don't like dome for football.
For New England
baseball,
for the Packers.
Baseball I get, but not football.
And the Packers. And they were playing...
I think dome stadiums are good for basketball, too. Let me go on record. I know this is kind of controversial. I really think basketball should be played indoors. I don't know. I just think...
So anyway, I hope they don't put that dome back on there, but that would be...
It's not even a dome. It's a tarp.
Fran Tarkington and Chuck Thorman.
I have a stronger car cover than that thing.
In Minnesota.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of babies.
Yeah. Let's get back to Brett Favre. So at the start of the season, ESPN, and I don't know if ESPN did this, but they're the ones who published it on their website.
The Romper Room Sports Network.
The top 25 quarterbacks of all time.
I'm going to get steamed here.
Of all time. And I'll just tell you, number one... was
of all time.
All quarterbacks going back
Johnny
to
Johnny Unitas, Joe Montana.
I don't know how bad
Norm Van Brocklin.
Yeah, all those guys. Number one, they say Brett Favre. I'm sure they wouldn't acknowledge.
I'm sure most of their all timers are from the last 4 years.
Well, they have. Second was Peyton Manning, who also
has won one big game in his life.
And other people like. Okay, let's find somebody else that's one of your favorites.
My favorite quarterback of all time. Where's he ranked?
Your favorite, Kenny Stabler of the Oakland Raiders, number 18 of all time.
Okay, I mean, you know what?
And you might say that makes sense, but I'm going to tell you that Warren Moon was 11.
who picked these?
It was the experts.
This was the guy's girlfriends, right?
The experts. Tom Brady was 8, Bradshaw 9. Tarkington, who I don't think was that good of a quarterback, was 10. Mm-hmm. And, and number one, I think you and I probably agree on this.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana should be number one. Mm-hmm. And Bradshaw, number 9, I think he would have been higher if he hadn't of what movie was. Remember, he used to be in a lot of Burt Reynolds movies there for a while. He was in Hooper, right?
He lost a point for Hooper.
And Hooper, and I think he was in Cannonball Run or something too.
Was he? Oh boy.
He's in a few movies. Him and Burt Reynolds or Hal Needham or one of those guys used to pal.
Hal Needham was the director. Director.
And he was, Bradshaw would do those. In fact, who do you think got more women in his prime? Roethlisberger or Bradshaw?
Top 25.
And speaking of that,
speaking of
quarterbacks getting women, Joe Namath isn't even in the top 25.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm really surprised. So how is Stabler? How is Stabler not in the Hall of Fame and Namath is, and Namath's in the top 25,
yeah.
And Stabler's? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, Stabler should be the top 25, but so should Namath.
Yeah.
I would rate Brett Favre so friggin' low.
I know.
He'd be like 23.
He's the all-time leader in interceptions.
That's like saying the guy should be in the Hall of Fame for winning 20 games one year. The same year he lost 22. Yeah.
That's like the.
I'm sorry, man. I'm just.
When Reggie Jackson beat Babe Ruth's strikeout record half a home runs.
I mean, you're not looking at the whole thing. Yeah. That's crazy.
The list is pretty bad. And talk about the Steelers. Actually, I was just thinking about this. The Steelers were in the, what was the Super Bowl on Black Sunday when they? It was Dallas
77.
And
77.
It was Dallas and Pittsburgh.
It was the 78 Super Bowl. It was the 77 season. It was the year after the Raiders won.
Yeah.
And so it was 1978.
Bruce Dern and those guys.
Bruce Dern, Robert Evans produced it.
Oh, he did, with Robert Shaw.
Yeah.
From the.
It should have been bigger.
But Pittsburgh played in that game. And they also, I know that was a big movie thing, was your other friend, your dinner buddy, Warren Beatty, Heaven Can Wait.
Yeah. Well, that was 78, that movie came out.
Was that 78? Uh-huh. And then the
79 was when they played the Rams.
Yeah, 79.
They probably...
No, the set in that movie, the Super Bowl was the Rams versus the Steelers, and then the Rams really did play the Steelers the year after that.
So life imitated art in that respect.
Except instead of Warren Beatty, it was Vince Ferragamo. But
same result. He could have played. He could have played instead of Ferragamo. It would have made any difference.
And any other football movies? What would be both of the?
I love my favorites.
Go ahead.
North Dallas 40.
Nick Nolte,
it's
Matt
the most
Davis.
Authentic, I think. Brian's song's a great. It's a great movie. I don't think it's a great football movie. Yeah. It's a great.
Brian's song is a made for TV.
Yeah, it's a made for TV thing.
Oh, and speaking more of the Steelers.
Why would I don't even like the Steelers, folks.
Yeah,
we're
going to
keep talking about it.
It's another made-for-TV movie. Did you ever see Fighting Back, the Rocky Blyer story?
No. See, I hated Pitts. I hated those guys.
Well, okay.
I don't want to see anything
about it. Here's why it's funny. Is because...
Right, they made the Franco Harris story called Going Out of Bounds.
Rocky Blyer, and people don't know this. In fact, somebody sent me an email saying they listen to the podcast and then they spend the next 20 minutes on Google trying to get all the references.
Showing how they were drinking.
No. They're trying. Like we say something and they're like, "What the heck? Who's that guy?"
Yeah. Well, because our point of reference is like a while ago.
So anyway, so get ready to Google this. But Rocky Blyer, you know who? Rocky Blyer played for the Steelers and then he. Went to Vietnam and a grenade blew up, and then he had to come back. And he came back and played in this, ran for 1,000 yards with Franco Harris. But he was this short, balding dude, big mustache.
Uh-huh.
And the Fighting Back, you wrote a book about that. And to get to play him, they got Robert Urich, who looks nothing like him. It would be. I don't know. It would be like getting The Rock to play Fred Biletnikoff in the Fred Biletnikoff story.
Is there going to be a Fred Biletnikoff story? I hope there is.
Or So he had. Robert Urich was probably he would be like the George Clooney of
television. When Clooney was TV, maybe.
When Clooney was on TV. When Clooney was on ER.
Yeah.
Robert Urich was like the...
He was fairly popular, yeah.
Big, I mean, but he was like the good-looking, six-foot tall, whatever. So, yeah, so.
He was the Abe Vigoda of his day.
simply Clooney.
Okay.
And, yeah, so anyway, so much for fighting back the Rocky Blyer story.
Yes, so much for that.
Okay, well, has there been any Oakland Raider?
Well, the Raiders were in North Dallas 40. Chuck Tatum was in there. Oh, Davidson was in there.
Were the Raiders? Oh, the players were, but they weren't really.
No, there wasn't a story about. There wasn't.
I mean,
about
I think they had the teams had different names. They were like the Dallas. They weren't the Cowboys.
They were the Dallas. Yeah, I forget.
They were different.
They were referred to as Dallas, I think.
Yeah, I think the NFL. Pete Rozelle probably didn't authorize that movie because it was too close to home.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, but it's a great movie. What else?
And just another couple of football people that, and I don't know why I keep thinking of Steelers here.
I don't either. I don't like it.
But I made for TV. That's right. The Raiders and the Steelers are like arch enemies.
Let's talk about the Raiders then.
Okay. So remember that Raider commercial where he throws a jersey? Oh, no, that was...
there were Raider commercials. Ben Davidson did a commercial for shaving.
Oh, I remember that. He used to do the, what did he used to do, Remington?
I can't remember.
But yeah, Ben Davidson used to. It was a good mustache.
Ben Davidson, he liked shave, and he had this really cool mustache.
Really cool mustache. Yeah. And, but they actually made a movie about that stupid commercial where Mean Joe Green throws the...
Yeah, come on,
throws the...
That's ridiculous. What a stupid idea.
Shirt to the kid.
Yeah, that's a
so he had in the movie, another made-for-TV football movie.
Which tells you where TV's going.
Mean Joe Green throws him the jersey and then adopts him. Like...
It's like women throwing their panties at somebody and then you spend the night with them.
No, it's like how it goes. NFL linemen do everything they can to get away from their kids. Yeah.
He probably tried. He probably threw it over his head.
They don't need any more kids. No. They got plenty.
They got plenty. They have a punch card that they use for these guys. Once you hit 12, that's it. You have to remember their names before you can have the 12th one. You have to name the first 11 and which state they live in. Or country. Anyway.
Okay, well, I'll let you end with the Raiders and at least what you think about the coaching change.
I think it's good. Hugh Jackson, right?
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Yeah.
It was Hugh Jackson. Anyway, over Tom Cable. I mean, I didn't know that all the stuff was going on behind the scenes with Tom Cable. And, I mean, we knew about the
players.
He belted the dude. Yeah. He belted his coach, and he apparently hit his wife or girlfriend or whatever. But I guess there's a lot of other stuff, more personal stuff behind the scenes that Al Davis wasn't liking and kind of decided
a long time ago. And Al Davis, if there's somebody that we want to have judge your personal character, it's probably
right.
Al Davis.
Well, I'm not. I mean, Al Davis definitely has his faults, but he did bring three rings to the Oakland and L.A. Raiders, so he should step down. We've talked about that before. But I think he's probably right in this particular case. I didn't know all this, He decided he was not going to renew his contract.
But you got to be pretty optimistic.
But he was. But I'm very happy with their rating, which isn't great. But I mean, considering where they've been the last 5 years, it's very encouraging. So I'm looking for good things from them.
Yeah, you got to look forward to next season.
Yeah, should be cool. And
great. Well, that we have gone through our time.
Any questions from anybody?
Oh, do we have?
Why don't we answer a couple questions?
We have tons of questions. And
let's do it like three.
Okay, we'll do three.
And we'll sign off.
Okay. One of the questions that we got, and you put me on the spot here a little bit because I haven't written down, but I do remember most of the questions I get, was about the Three Stooges podcast.
And speaking of Three Stooges podcast, we're coming up maybe the next one.
Okay.
We are going to decide once and for all. I know this has been out there a while. But it's a pretty controversial subject. Who actually was the better swimmer, Mo or Larry? And we have proof. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but we are going to put to bed finally this controversy. We have documented proof who truly was the better swimmer of the two. So you folks at work, we can this water cooler talk and all these rumors can finally.
Oh, yeah, you'll be Googling this trying to figure out what we're talking about.
We have the definitive answer, so we will.
But the question we got on the Three Stooges podcast was, why do most comedy teams break up like Martin and Lewis?
We did this question.
We actually didn't. You and I talked about it, but I don't think.
Well, egos. Egos. Mostly egos, you know.
But the Three Stooges didn't break up.
No, they weren't smart enough to have egos. See. No, they had their, like, I think we talked about this with Laurel and Hardy. Laurel was the boss of the team.
Right.
Once it's decided who the boss is, and the other guy acquiesces, then there's not going to be a problem. And the Three Stooges, Mo was the boss. He was the business boss. He was the on-screen boss. And that's why they survived. There was never a controversy about
cool.
that.
Maybe we did talk about this.
Yeah.
You and I talk about stuff, but I'm not sure if we talked about it on the podcast or not on the podcast. So
we talk a lot about very important things like this.
Yeah,
I can't believe we don't remember.
We have a very...
after a couple of days, we forget.
Interesting stuff. Yeah, already. A couple of martinis.
But that's okay.
We're fine.
And another question. Get that posted.
Okay. Here was a question which... what do you think was the, we talked about Oscar winners, and mm-hmm. what do you think was your most disappointing Oscar loss, I guess, was
loss.
The question.
Like
what
a,
do you think
like
should
film
have
I really
won.
Wanted to win.
Yeah, you really
lost.
Rooted for that loss.
Why? I can remember, I think, did Goodfellas get nominated for Best Picture? And that didn't win.
Lost.
I was huge. I was a huge miss. I loved that movie. That was a big disappointment. There's been a few. Butch Cassidy, when I was a kid, was a disappointment. Looking back, I understand now why Cowboy won, but at the time I was a kid, I was like, how could this not win? Goodfellas, that was a disappointment, because I thought that was a great movie. I also thought a movie called The Player that Robert Altman directed.
Oh, yeah.
Should have. I mean, I love that movie. I think that should have gotten Best Picture also, and it didn't. So there's been a few. Not a lot. I don't care. I mean... I'm not that invested in most of the best pictures
right.
that love them so much that I, you know, am disappointed that they lose. But
here was one that came in today, so I know we didn't talk about it
okay.
at all, is Russell Brand is making a remake of the movie, the Dudley Moore, Liza Minnelli movie.
Arthur. Huh.
How do you think that'll be? And I think I know your answer.
I don't care much. I don't think it'll be.
I actually didn't like the first one. That much.
I don't think it's. I think Dudley Moore's really good in it. I think that's what makes it good. If there's any, he has a lot of charisma. He's a likable guy. I agree. It's not a real good movie.
I think it's that good of a movie.
Well, that's my thing with the 80s.
Yeah.
Not to pick on the
80s. Also.
But I'm gonna pick on the 80s because that was the decade where movies really fell apart. And there were some great ones, but there were also some head scratchers in there. People talk about. The nostalgia, some of this with nostalgia.
Right. And especially like, comedies. They like totally.
Ghostbusters. I mean, some of these things I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They weren't even funny back then, and now
right.
how can you be nostalgic for some of these things?
I'm with you. Christmas Vacation, all those vacation movies, just not that good.
They're just cheesy. They're just, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to put them down because I know people like them, but no, what the hell, I don't know. But they're not good.
And they don't.
Grease.
They totally don't.
Grease. Even stuff like Back to the Future, I mean,
right.
it was fun. It's a fun movie. It's like a roller coaster ride. But some of these people look back on these movies like they were like these cinematic
right.
treasures.
Right.
Like they should be in a time capsule.
I agree with you.
Back to the Future, what?
Right.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, they're fun.
And
they're fun.
I like
great movies.
I liked a lot of those movies. And now I like watch them again to show my daughter. And I'm embarrassed.
E.T.
I'm like, I don't know what I saw in that.
Man, yeah. There's a lot of them.
Okay. Well, the 80s was bad for a lot of stuff.
Music.
Bad for music.
Oh, man,
bad for...
Like going forever.
Okay. Well, that's the end of our podcast, and stay tuned for our Three Stooges extra.
It might be on... Yeah, we might do something besides just that, but I think it's about time we end this.
We need to end this discussion.
This controversy.
So anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast and send us your questions.
And money.
Also...
And a little bit of money would...
Don't
we do have a tip jar here
at
the Martini
Bar. Oh, yeah, we do have a tip jar.
Yeah, And we lose money. I put dollars in there, and I come back, and they're gone.
That's because we got to quit buying 10 Howard over.
People use it for change. He takes money for SAG. It's a donation. He figures it's tax deductible.
Yeah. So anyway, visit our sponsors. www.audible.com is if you download an audio book.
Go see Social Network.
But go through our – oh, go see Social Network. Great movie, yep. Social Network. Yep. See, you're the nerd. That's my – so anyway, but yeah, audible.com. Oh, I got that Johnny Depp reading is so bad. I can't even make it through. The Keith Richards.
Have you read the – have you listened to the – what's her name, Carrie Fisher book?
She's good, but she doesn't like men that much.
What a surprise.
Yeah, but she's funny, but it's just like it can only take so much. Yeah. I've listened to probably three quarters of it.
And really complaining.
That's the Carrie Fisher – what's the title of that one?
Something about drinking or drunker or.
Yeah. We talk about it. It is interesting.
Yeah, it's a cool. It's a cool.
It. But cool I mean, thing. But it's you can only take. She's a woman hater. I mean, man hater.
Man hater.
And then also PB Imaging. Our friend Peter over there. If you need some business cards or anything, go to our website. There's a link there. You can even email him stuff, and he will mail you back your business card.
Wow.
So if you're not in California,
talk about service.
Don't worry about it. Peter can hook you
up. That's great.
Well, thanks for joining us, and join us next time at Rick's Martini
Absolutely.
Bar. Cheers.
Cheers to you.